marriage is not a sanctimonious thing. It is paperwork.
Mia Khalifa, adult film star, OnlyFans star.
I really like cone.
Is giving marriage advice to women, and you have to see this because she has some experience with marriage. She will brag about that. She refers to herself as the Tom Brady of doing this.
Oh, we're comparing stats. Baby girl doesn't know that I am Tom Brady at this game.
Check out this video. Good luck to you guys out there. For all the young women out there looking up to Mia Khalifa, Kim Kardashian, Cardi B, all these other great female role models in the world, just good luck. If you decide to go the marriage route, good luck.
Oh, we're comparing stats. Baby girl doesn't know that I am Tom Brady at this game. Married at 18, divorced at 21. Second marriage, married at 25, divorced at 28. Third engagement, engaged at 29, ended it at 30, but I kept the ring. I'm still keeping Tom Brady on his toes. We should not be afraid to leave these men. We are not stuck with these people. Marriage is not a sanctimonious thing. It is paperwork. It's something, it's a commitment you make to someone. But if you feel like you're not getting anything from that commitment and you're trying, you gotta go. You gotta go. You have to go. I know it's difficult to fill out paperwork and to make appointments and to do all of these things, but this is your fucking life. Do you want to be stuck with someone? Period. Do you want to be stuck with someone?
Hey, she's a runner, she's a track star.
I'm a runner, I'm a track star.
Okay, I get the Tom Brady thing now. I think she is referring to herself as Tom Brady, as in they both get the rings. Because Tom Brady wins championships, and she suckers men into marrying them and then divorces them. I think I understand her comparison now, fair enough. But we are definitely going to break this down a little bit, but I want to see a little Prince quiz. How many women do you think have a similar, maybe not this crazy mindset of Mia Khalifa, but how many women do you think have a similar mindset as Mia Khalifa has right now, where marriage is just a commitment you make, but if you feel, and I want to highlight those words, but if you feel, that's a woman's favorite phrase, I just don't feel like you listen. I don't feel like you give me. I don't feel like our spark is there anymore. But if you don't feel you're getting anything out of the commitment anymore, then you need to leave. It's your life. You need to leave. So that is our Prince quiz. What percentage of women do you believe have a similar mindset to Mia Khalifa versus the mindset that was more traditional when you're in it for marriage, you're in it for the long haul, you're in it till death do you part, like really working to make that commitment work. What percentage of women these days do you think lean more towards Mia Khalifa's point of view versus the traditional side? Just as a quick recap, she was married at 18 years old, divorced at 21. So that was a total of 3 years. She was married at 25 years old, divorced at 28, 3 years. Then she was engaged at 29, ended it at 30 years old, but she kept the ring. What a great role model. What a great influence on the world. And let's end it with this. So, all right, maybe some people are thinking, oh, 3-year marriage, it's not that bad. You tried, you made it work, blah, blah, blah. Well, we know as men, it's never that easy for us. In divorce court, family court, it's going to be a raw deal for you. But that's even after the divorce. Think about now some of the mindset of women on what they're expecting on just your engagement ring. Yes, the ring that Mia Khalifa got to keep from her previous, you know, engagement, 29 to 30 years old, okay? So this is now the mindset of random women on what they expect in engagement rings. Yes, of course, it's not all women, but there are a lot of videos like these two that I'm going to show you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the women that are expecting. One says 10 times a man's salary should be the engagement ring. $100,000 is another one, and $200,000.
How much do you think a guy should spend on an engagement ring?
I think 10 times their salary.
Yeah, it has to be in like the six digits for sure.
How much do you think a guy should spend on an engagement ring?
I'd say at least like 100K.
Yeah.
She take my money when I'm in need.
You need to be a gold digger.
Yes, it's a trifling friend indeed.
A lot of these bums don't even have gold for you to even dig.
Oh, she's a gold digger.
Would you be cool with a guy that makes less money, but he's a hard worker, like he's ambitious?
Yeah.
Okay, so like if he was making like, let's say he just started his own business, but he makes $45,000 a year, would you date him?
He wouldn't be able to afford my engagement ring. I'm getting an 8-carat Kristen Cut vintage engagement ring. If you make $45,000 a year, it would take you 4 years? No. 8 years?
Wait, how much? I don't know anything about rings. How much is that?
About $200,000.
Girl, you want a $200,000? Are you insane?
I'm a sparkle. My ring has to sparkle from across the street. Like, you have to see that shit. It's gonna blind people.
Are you kidding me? And if any guys are comfortable, whether you're married, divorced, whatever, you were engaged, I'm just curious what type of money you spent on the engagement ring. I really have no idea. I've never had any intention of getting married, so I haven't ring shopped at all. But that to me is crazy. Absolutely insane. All right, take care, guys. Oh boy.
Those who say don't know, those who know don't say, I'm done walking with the herd, it's time I go my own way.
Don't forget, subscribe, like, comment, share the video, definitely subscribe.